So I'm Katie Eagleton. I'm the Associate Director of Curatorial Affairs here at the National Museum of American History. And we're here at the moment on the third floor of the West Wing to have a preview of some exhibits opening on Friday. Of course, the Ruby Slippers coming back on display, but it's a whole floor of exhibits about culture and entertainment, why people love them and why they help us explore what it means to be American.
Okay, before we get to the Ruby Slippers, let's talk about other stuff that's out here. So what are some of the other items we have out here?
We have incredible collections at the museum relating to entertainment and culture. So we've got a few objects out on display. We've got the Yankee ticket booth for baseball fans. We've got an incredible stained glass window featuring Nipper, the His Master's voice dog. We've got new displays on video gaming and as a way of exploring America. We've got Stradivarius violins, violas, and cellos on display. And of course, the Ruby Slippers. So there's really something for everybody who likes any kind of culture and entertainment.
Tell us a little more about the year of the Yankee booth and also the Handmaid's Tale custom.
So the Yankee ticket booth is from the original Yankee Stadium. It was there from 1923 till 1973. So generations of fans came past this ticket booth on the way into the stadium.
This is Babe Ruth era.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still learning baseball, to be honest, being a Brit. But one of the things I love about that object is it's not just a baseball object, because if you look around the back of it, it's got graffiti on it. So it's got graffiti on it from just before it was removed from the Bronx. So it speaks to that new art form in the 70s of hip hop and graffiti and the new cultures in New York then.
Yeah, and then the Handmaid's Tale outfit.
The Handmaid's Tale outfit's on display because we have incredible collections, but we're always adding to them. And when we have new acquisitions coming in, we like to feature them so people can see what we've been collecting. We've been working over the last 2 years to collect objects relating to streaming, so Hulu, Netflix, those kind of services, and content production. So The Handmaid's Tale was a great choice for us because it's a way of thinking about adapting literature for TV, about streaming as a new form of entertainment and a new way people consume entertainment. So we're really excited to have that costume on display.
And tell us that, it'd be nice to get a soundbite that it's actually the one Elizabeth Moss wore in the show, because we can say something.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So the Handmaid's Tale costume that we have on display is the one worn by Elizabeth Moss in the Hulu show. And we're really thrilled to have it on display because it's not just an iconic costume and a sort of very contemporary one. It's one that speaks to us about streaming and the new ways people are finding entertainment online, as well as, you know, how they used to, theaters, cinemas, TV, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And speaking of how they used to, the big main event, the Ruby Slippers. Explain how, first of all, my main question is, were these the only ones worn, or were there several in the movie, like backup copies that Judy Garland wore?
There were several sets of Ruby Slippers made and used for the film. So this is one pair. They're actually a mismatched pair, which is really interesting. And the work done by our conservators has really looked in detail at the differences between the two shoes.
But so it's one from each of the copies, I guess?
It's one from two different pairs, yeah. So they're not quite a matching pair. But they're our Ruby Slippers, and we're thrilled to have them back on display, looking better than they've ever done, and ready to be displayed for a long time. We know people love them so much, we can't do the usual museum thing of having them on display for a few months and then putting them in storage to rest. So we've got a new case specially designed so that they can be loved for generations to come.
Now, how long was it missing? Because I knew it was always a staple of the American History Museum, but why? Take me into why the refurbishing process was necessary and how long they were gone.
So the Ruby Slippers had been on display for a long time. They were such a favorite, we had to keep them on display. But we became worried that they really needed some love. They were starting to not be ruby as much anymore. We needed to make sure they were going to be good for the long term. So we took them off display for about a year and really carefully analyzed what they're made of, how they're made, and worked to stabilize them so that they are looking their best, but also that they can really stand up to being on display.
What goes into refurbishing them? Or is that more of a question for this gentleman?
Well, we've got conservators who can tell you a lot more about the detail of the process, but it's really meticulous work to look after a pair of shoes like this. Just to give one example, our conservator cleaned every single sequin by hand. And that took a long time, but it was important because every one had to be examined. And not just the surface, but every one had to be turned around to check the whole sequin, including the bits that were underneath others. So it was just the most extraordinary piece of work, and that's why it took a while, but it was worth doing it properly.
Now, where are the, I mean, you said these are two shoes from different pairs. Where are the other ones? Are they lost to history, or are they in a museum in Hollywood somewhere, or where? Or is this the only place you can see them?
We know where some of the other pairs are, but not all of them. So there is a museum in LA that has a pair, and there's another pair that were recently recovered by the FBI with actually some advice from the museum. So
they were stolen, right? Oh, we saw that in the news. Tell us that story.
So they were stolen and then they were recovered. And what we were able to do, because of the analysis that our conservators and curators had done, was confirm that the recovered pair were the genuine thing. Because that can obviously be a problem. If you recover something, you need to be sure what you've recovered is what you think it is.
Is it this pair that was stolen or one of the other pairs?
No, it was another pair that was stolen, but we were able to compare with our pair. Ours have been here safely ever since we got them in the 1970s.
So you guys here and your curators helped crack the code.
It was pretty exciting. To when we could finally talk about it, it was a really exciting moment because I think people don't imagine museums helping solve crimes, you know? Yeah. It's not the everyday work of a curator, but...
And that's great that you had them on display so you could do that.
Absolutely.
All right, let's have fun and paint a picture and let's go into some of the movie scenes that these mm-hmm. are actually, you know, tell us that these are the actual pair or one of mm-hmm. the pairs that Judy Garland wore while clicking her heels, no place at home. Mm-hmm. You know, getting yeah, them off yeah. the Wicked Witch of the East. You know, tell me some of those scenes out there.
Yeah. So this pair are really extraordinary because of the pair that were worn, well, they're two of the shoes that were worn in the film. We don't know exactly which ones were used where, but these ones have got velvet on the soles. So they're probably for a sequence where they needed to muffle the sound of the soles on something. But Ryan, the curator, can tell you all about it. I think he's watched the film more than anybody else I know for professional purposes, but also because it's such an iconic American film.
Yeah, we'll definitely go more into the movie and the exhibit with him. But just sort of in closing, what do you hope that DC, people that attend this will get out of this? Let's say they came and saw the Ruby Slippers years ago when they were mm-hmm. first on display. Why come back and see mm-hmm. them better than ever?
So the main reason to come back is, of course, to see the Ruby Slippers. We have people who come back, repeat visits. They can't see them enough. But they'll also be looking better than anybody's seen them before. Sparklier, redder, more beautifully lit, and, you know, in a really incredible immersive exhibit with a mural by DC No Kings Collective. So they're looking different than you'll have ever seen them. And there's quotes from the film in the display space. So you can really get up close to them in all four sides that you haven't been able to before.
Awesome. And just sort of final question, something I just thought of. Do you know how they were actually obtained by the Smithsonian to begin with? The movie was in 1939. Mm-hmm. Do you know when they were donated originally?
They were donated to us in the 70s. We were approached to see if we would like them, and we said yes pretty much immediately, I think. But yeah, there was a gap when they were between the film and acquired by us. But they've become these icons of the museum ever since we acquired them.
And how long were they missing? To get refurbished?
And they were off display for just over a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have them back.
Absolutely.
No place like home. Thank you so much.
All right.